This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jasandu, together with
Frida Liu.
And on Instagram, we've been getting responses on the question for today: what else should our government do to stop the COVID-19 spread? Now, Agsan says, spray all the public spaces with sanitizer solutions. I think a lot of the public transports, you'll see signboards all over that they are sanitizing frequently. I actually went and visited one of the petrol stations yesterday on the way back from work, and there was a sign there that said, we are sanitizing this on very frequently. So, I guess you also just got to take your own precaution. Right. Austin says, education to the citizens about the virus through TV, social media, or traditional ways, spread it as widely as possible. And I think the government is doing that as well. That's why you probably heard a lot of, public service announcements or PSAs on our end, educating you about the things that you need to do.
Right. I think just earlier about this point about companies not complying, right? So yes, the advice is for the government to actually send out reminders again. But also, I think as an employee, if you're doing the research, I think you should sound out. You should sound out to the right sources, the right places. That am I really supposed to be at the office? That kind of thing. So it also works both ways. That I think they're stretched at the moment, right?
Yeah.
So if you take the onus to do that as well, that would help. Yeah.
Now, from on Twitter, we've got another message. Free markets aside, we can actually control the prices of face masks, sanitizers, and the thermometer. The jump from 30 ringgit to 300 ringgit sometimes is, I guess, it's just a bit ridiculous in that sense, right? Mm. So control of pricing as well, because there's a shortage of, hand sanitizers and face masks, I guess, those are really important. We also actually got in touch with Dishan Kumar, who's an associate at Astro Awani's newsroom. And, from the media perspective, we just asked, since how has the MCO kind of like changed the way you work?
Well, not much has changed at work. The traffic going to work has changed. Lesser cars on the road. It's much more easier getting into office. But what I think has given me some perspective is that there is this deeper sense of purpose in what we do. We work in the newsroom, we try to share information to the public, and I think ever since the MCO started, I actually realized personally on the level of what I actually am doing and how important it is to be in the front line and to give the public important news, important information on the development of the virus.
Mm. And Dishan, since you still have to go to work, just like us, and for those essential services, what will actually make you feel safer during this time?
Now, what would make me feel safer outside, as I still have to go to work, would be maybe the increase of roadblocks, because where I go to work and where I stay and where I work is actually, I don't really pass any roadblocks going to the city. Maybe for people who travel outside of KL, from KL to Selangor, maybe they have to go through a certain roadblocks. But I feel like even in the city, there needs to be maybe an increase of personnel. And so far, traveling in the mornings and going back at night, I don't really see a lot of personnel. It would make me feel a bit more safer knowing that there are personnel working and they are actually monitoring the traffic on the roads and things like that.
I echo Dishan as well. I think, I live in Ampang and I work here in Taman Tun. On the mornings, I didn't go through any roadblock. On the way back, I think I only went through one roadblock. So maybe more roadblocks, because it does make me feel, wow, like anyone could just go out. So, it's a little bit risky because you are supposed to stay at home, but I still see a lot of people heading out. Also, we asked Dishan, finally, what can the government do to further curb the spread of the COVID-19?
What I would suggest the government could do is actually take a look at what South Korea did, which was they actually did a drive-through testing. Mass numbers of people got tested and they actually could stop the spread because people actually knew that they were positive or they were not. And I think having a drive-through concept actually is so much more convenient. I know it's much more easier to go to hospital and get tested and things like that, but I think bringing a drive-through concept of testing will actually really help a lot of Malaysians get tested very quickly.
That was Dishan Kumar, the associate from Astro Awani. Now, moving on to our final story.
If you haven't heard on the news already, but I think this is important. This is from Bank Negara. To ease the cash flow of individuals and SMEs affected by this, banking institutions will offer a deferment of all loan financing repayments for a period of 6 months with effect from 1st April 2020. And is this offer is applicable to performing loans denominated in Malaysian Ringgit that have not been in arrears for more than 90 days as at 1st April 2020. So if you've been very good with paying your loans, they will look into this. For credit card facilities, banking institutions will offer to convert the outstanding balances into a three-year term loan with reduced interest rates to help borrowers better manage their debt. It is important to note that the interest or profit will continue to accrue on these repayments that are deferred, and borrowers will need to honour the deferred repayments in the future. Borrowers should therefore ensure that they understand, discuss with their banking institutions on the options available to resume their scheduled repayments after the deferment period. So they've got a reprieve of 6 months. And also to corporations, banks will also facilitate requests by corporations to defer or restructure their loans in a way that will enable viable corporations to preserve jobs and swiftly resume economic activities when conditions improve. So corporations also approach their banking institutions to discuss their repayment plans and the restructuring of credit facilities. Another one, the bank has provided appropriate time-bound flexibilities for banking institutions to report deferred restructured facilities in the Central Credit Reference Information System, or CCRIS, taking into account the temporary nature disruptions faced by their customers.
So I guess, you know, and also I think the banks will be implementing this, you know, very shortly. So also, you know,
1st April.
Yeah, so, you know, get in touch with your bank, call your banks. I know the banks probably if swamped as well on their end, drop them an email and, you know, just, you know, go through your individual banks to find out more information around those areas, because I think we ourselves are also still waiting. I think Bank Negara Malaysia announced that on Friday they will give more details around this as well. So, you know, it's a developing story as we go along. Anyways, we've been asking you throughout the show, what else should our government do to stop the spread of COVID-19? And, you know, we just want to break the chain. Thank you all so much for your feedback, and also for everyone who's actually contributed via the WhatsApp voice note that we had that we gathered earlier on. And also, so following that, we spoke about the doom or boom for marketers, especially the digital marketers. And, you know, we talked about how businesses can actually, you know, improve their brand's presence and also build trust during this point of time. And finally, we spoke about
Bank Negara helping out SMEs, individuals and corporations.
Coming up later at 1 p.m, there will be a crossover to a live address by the Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin that we will do as soon as that happens. You know, we also have the Breakfast Grill replay. Richard Record, the lead economist, and also the from World Bank, and Professor Mahendran from the economics professor of Monash University. And, you know, basically just talking a lot about how and what are the economic policies that's needed to ensure the proper recovery and also growth from the global perspective. And also in Malaysia, how can we move forward after this? My name is Jeff Sandu, together with Frida Liu. If you miss any parts of the show, you can download the podcast on the BFM website or the BFM app. And stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.